it's almost as if space consciousness were saying, come home. Because the essence of your being is that. What Buddhists call emptiness. Or what Hindus call the self, not the little self, the one self. The kingdom of heaven. They all point to that. Nothing else matters here. Thought, whatever thoughts come into your head while you're here, are not that important. They will want to be important. This is, you need to ask this question now. Ask this question. Ask, ask. And I'm not saying don't ask. There will be questions. But many questions start with, have a compulsive quality, which is the importance of this mental position. And they may start with, yes, but. So what are you saying? I mean, I still don't understand what you mean by space consciousness. Of course not. Do you think I understand it? As the Zen master said to his disciple, do you understand Zen? And the disciple, no, master. And the master says, neither do I. Now, many understandings arise out of that state of connectedness with that unmanifested dimension. But you cannot understand that dimension in itself. It would be absurd. It would be space conscious, object consciousness trying to understand the unmanifested. The manifested, which is a tiny temporary form, trying to understand the vastness of the infinite. Of course, but many realizations, understandings, insights arise out of the state of connectedness, yes. But in itself, you will always remain totally ignorant of that in itself. It cannot be known whatsoever as you know an object in consciousness. It cannot be known because it is the essence of all knowing. you can't make it into an object. And so that is the strange thing then is what appears is that state of connectedness with that unmanifested dimension appears to the human mind, to object consciousness. It appears as a state of ignorance, as it appears as a state of not knowing anything anymore. It And yet that is not the case. You cannot know that state. But as you enter that state, all language, by the way, arises from, is derived from object consciousness and is itself object consciousness. Therefore, whatever we say when we point to the unmanifested already contains an error built into it. Because it contains a limitation. All language and all thought does that. That's why the great sage Lao Tse, who wrote the beautiful and profound, one of the most profound books, the Tao Te Ching, the first line, the Tao that can be spoken of is not the true Tao. Of course not. Or if you want to find a modern translation, if you can talk about it, that's not it. But knowing that, it's fine to talk about it. And that's why Lao Tse continued writing the book when he said you can't talk about it. But once it's been pointed out, that then you don't mistake the words for it and you find some little contradiction in the words. Of course there's a contradiction in the words the moment they point to the unmanifested. So you have to look beyond that. And so this is only one way. In many ways, as we spend our retreat here, in many ways, the dimension of the unmanifested, which we could call the divine, which we could call God. I don't use that very often, because the moment you say God, you have an object in consciousness, a concept. A little bit better, a little bit less confining would be to say the infinite. God is a closed concept. It's God is here, I'm here, God is here, and the table is there. It's the infinite doesn't have clear boundaries around it. Where does it begin and start? And you can't claim possession of it so easily. You can say my God and your God, but my infinite and your infinite doesn't work. So when you use a different term, you can see how absurd it is to say my God and your God.